All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, yesterday saw the UCLA Bruins part with head football coach Jim Mora. Now, Mora was the head coach for nearly six seasons of the UCLA Bruins, and in that time, he compiled a record of 46-30. However, the past 3 years have not been as easy for Mora as the first 3 years were. You go back to 2012, his initial season with UCLA, he was able to lead the Bruins to the Pac-12 South title. And in each of the next two seasons, UCLA went 10-3, which included them finishing 10th in the AP poll in 2014. But since then, things have taken a bad turn for UCLA. They went 8-5 in 2015, and last season the bottom fell out as the Bruins went 4-8. And this time around, they are 5-6, and they need to beat Cal in their final game in order to become bowl eligible. Now, for UCLA athletic director Dan Guerrero, he has to find a guy that is going to build off of what Mora was able to start. And I'm talking about his first three seasons with what he was able to do with UCLA. But the problem is this. Mora was able to succeed partially because USC was on probation at the time, and they were trying to recover from probation. And now we see that USC is back. Of course, they won the Rose Bowl this past January. They won the Pac-12 South this year, and they have an opportunity to win the Pac-12 championship. So you're looking at that, and typically when USC is good, they put a blanket over the top recruits from Southern California, and that goes from LA down to San Diego. They can get anybody that they want, and UCLA has basically always been their little brother. So for whoever comes in there, they need to have somebody who's going to be able to kind of delve into that and fight USC for some of the top talent in the Southern California area. Now, two names that you are definitely going to hear are going to be Chip Kelly and Lane Kiffin. You look at Chip Kelly, and he's going to have his pick of the litter during the offseason or in the next few weeks as far as where he wants to go. You hear the rumors heating up about the Florida Gators showing interest in Chip Kelly. Texas A&M could be potentially looking for a coach. University of Tennessee just fired Butch Jones. And you also look at Texas A&M, who could part with Kevin Sumlin. All of these programs have a ton of money. You can't also forget about the University of Nebraska as well. So Chip Kelly is going to be a hot commodity. You also look at Lane Kiffin. He's currently the head coach of Florida Atlantic. He has West Coast ties. He was a former head coach at USC, and things did not end well because he was trying to create something while USC was trying to recover from their sanctions by the NCAA. So those are two names that you're definitely going to hear out there, and maybe – you know, UCLA goes a quieter route. But I think that, you know, just like it was last time when they brought in Jim Mora, and just like it was before that when they brought in Rick Neuheisel, Dan Guerrero definitely wants to find somebody that's going to make a splash. And he's definitely going to want to find a guy that the alumni wants to get behind. So I look at this. This is a very, very, very important hire for Guerrero, because you look at it, USC has surpassed UCLA once again. You look at the Pac-12 as a whole. You have Washington in the north. You have Stanford. You have Oregon, who is beginning to get it turned back around. And you look at the south, and USC is basically ready to run away with the south. So if you are UCLA, you have to find a way to hit on this hire. You're definitely going to hear Kelly. You're definitely going to hear the name of Kiffin. But somebody could sneak in the back door and take this job. But I'll tell you like this. This is a job where the stakes are high, the pressure is going to be there, and UCLA definitely has to find the right man for the job. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the 2018 season will begin for the Cyclones next June, and their home games will be at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it would be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page, and you can join the group at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it in, join us, and there's plenty of good stuff sports-wise to chat about. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.